And welcome. It is time now for our community connection here on K1, the one you trust. And today we have the incumbent Washington County Court Clerk, Jill Spitzer, on the telephone with us. Jill, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
I know you've got a busy schedule today. In fact, you're at a ceremony here in just a little bit to reopen a big bridge.
Yes, I am actually parked in front of the Simple Simons at Ramona. I pulled over so we could do this interview. Mm-hmm. I'm on the way to the ribbon cutting ceremony at Bevan Creek.
That is, I tell you what, that's a big deal because a lot of folks are really enjoying the fact that they can traverse across that. It took a long time to get there. I want to talk about your office. You're the incumbent Washington County Court Clerk. How long have you held the title?
I have held the title for 8 years, and I have worked in the office for 18 years.
So you know your way around there pretty darn well. What is the what's the most fun part of the job?
Well, the most fun part is just visiting with the public that come into the office. I get a great deal of pleasure of talking to people and just with my staff. I have a wonderful group of ladies working in my office. They are very efficient, and you know, they know what they're doing. They're very knowledgeable.
Very good. What's the biggest challenge for the court clerk?
Well, the biggest challenge is just, you know, the daily jobs that we have to do can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, just making sure everyone is taken care of. We have challenges with our, you know, working with the taxpayers' money and just making sure that we're putting it to good use.
Now, your job has a wide range of responsibilities. Could you let us in on a few of those, Jill?
We maintain all the records of the court.
Uh-huh.
We take fines and costs from people when they come in. They have to come in and make their payments. And we do filings, you know, divorce filings, civil, small claims, you know, probate and guardianship. I mean, we have a wide range of filings that we take from, you know, at the counter daily and process those payments. Just do we do marriage licenses?
That's the fun part.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, adoptions. When people come in, you know, they have adoptions.
Mm-hmm.
Those are usually very happy occasions. And
indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of scope, a lot of range there, too. You're also responsible for budgets, and you got to be good with numbers.
Yes, yes. We sure do. We have to account for every penny that comes in the office and every penny that goes out of the office. And we do daily reports, monthly reports, quarterly reports. Seems like they're always adding new reports for us to do.
One of the things that came up this year, of course, that really made things interesting was COVID-19. How did that affect your office, and how did it affect the people who rely upon your office in order to get things taken care of?
Yeah, we had to make a lot of changes when that all came up. We had to close to the public. We had to come up with different ways, you know, to take payments. We did all of our payments online or phone calls, you know, people calling in to make their payments. They can mail in money orders, checks, cashier's checks, and the filing, a lot of filings were done through email or mail.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had a drop box that, you know, people can drop off papers for us to file. And, I mean, we had a lot of changes that we had to make in the office. And, again, I go back to how efficient my office is. I mean, when, you know, we started talking about what all we have to do, they just jumped in and, you know, they all learned what they had to do, and they're just a good group of people working in there.
I understand that you and your coworkers often engage in continuing learning. There's always something new, and a lot of classes are offered for you and your office.
Yes. We go the OSU training is what the classes that we take is through their program.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to get your certification, your court clerk certification. And I completed mine after 2 years in the office, and then my first deputy and second deputy, you know, they have their certifications, and now my goal is to get everyone in the office certified.
Very good. So that takes a lot of coordination, I imagine, in order to get everybody taken care of and still have folks left back to take care of the office.
Yeah, and I mean, recently, like, all the classes have been out of town. I mean, sometimes we have to travel as far as Enid or Shawnee and Oklahoma City, and, you know, occasionally we'll have one in Claremore or Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it takes people out of the office, and a lot of times overnight, so, you know, we have to have everyone's desk covered when they are gone.
Very good. Now, we are talking with Jill Spitzer, and she's the incumbent, and she's running again for the Washington County Court Clerk. And talked on another interview, and we might have brought it up earlier in this. I'm kind of having one of those foggy moments, but you've really gone into the technology and the electronic aspect of the office with the COVID, and making sure that payments were taken care of efficiently, easily, and through alternative measures. Can you tell us a little bit about how that worked out and how it's working now?
Well, it worked out very well. We received high volumes of online payments and phone payments, but now we are open to the public, so we have had more people, you know, coming in and making their payments. There's a lot of people that, you know, just prefer to pay with cash, so
mm-hmm.
we are taking cash over the counter now, and today we have a huge fines and costs docket, so we were gearing up for that before I left this morning.
Mm-hmm. So busy. How can folks find out more about your campaign and more about you, Jill Spitzer? Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Yes, I have a Facebook page, and you can find me on Facebook at Spitzer2020. And, go there, or you can, you can call me.
That might be the easiest.
Call me anytime. Yeah. Not at the office. I guess you can't call me at the office.
No, but on your personal phone, they can't. No, you can't do that. They frown on that stuff. Anyway, we are talking with Jill Spitzer, and she is the incumbent, and she is running for Washington County Court Clerk. Now, with the courts and the judges and everything got all kind of repurposed and rearranged with COVID-19, we're starting to somewhat get back to normal with the courtroom processes, are we not?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're still using precautions. I mean, they would like everyone to have a mask on and keep your social distancing. And, it is on the rise a little bit now, so we just really have to be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
At this time.
But everybody needs to watch out for everybody and, of course, be responsible for themselves when they come to the courthouse.
Yes, of course, yes.
Right. Is there anything else that you would like to add today before you head off to the ceremony there for the grand opening of the bridge?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just like, to tell everyone to get out and vote, and just keep in mind that I have worked there 18 years. And I have 8 years as the court clerk, and I just really feel that my experience and my knowledge and just the fact that I put my heart and soul into my work, and I would continue to do that for the next 4 years.
Very good. Thank
you. I consider it a great honor to be the court clerk of Washington County.
Indeed. Jill, I want to thank you very much for your time that you've spent with us and let us know a little bit about what makes the court clerk's office run and how you've been running it for the last 8 years and how you intend to do it for the next four. It's always a pleasure having you on our Community Connection.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Tom.
Okay, take care and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Tom.
All right, bye-bye. That is Jill Spitzer, and she is the incumbent running for Washington County Court Clerk. And you've been listening to our program called Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. We've got the governor coming up in just a little bit, and he's going to talk a little bit about the state question 802 and how Oklahoma is responding to COVID-19 and how much progress that we've had and what we can expect looking forward. All that and more is coming up. Right now it is 8:43 here at K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of pre-arranging